When Ryan Love builds a campfire, he looks first for the perfect location.
We want to make sure that we clear an area of at least 10 to 15 feet.
So make sure that you don't place it underneath any trees.
A steel drum or designated campfire ring is best. If not, a ring of stones works. But first,
dig down a mineral soil, and then we'll go ahead and put our campfire right there in the middle.
Love always has a shovel or hoe with him, and a bucket of water. He works for Unified Fire Authority, and on this day, up one of Utah's many canyons, it feels cooler, but it doesn't mean the fire danger is over.
The relative humidity still could be quite low, so just because it's cool outside doesn't mean that there's not a threat.
Soon the campfire was crackling, but Love says don't build it too big. Use the trees as a wind buffer, and don't build a fire in red flag conditions. Out west, there are more dry, flashy fuels. They've had problems with abandoned campfires there, but also on forest land. This week, the Wasatch Cache Uinta National Forest tweeted a picture of one of many abandoned campfires they've found. Fire prevention officer Reed Shelley says even a fire ring is not safe to leave.
What's in them still hot, you know, and all you need is a good breeze and a few sparks and they take off. It's too hot to touch. It's too hot to leave.
And we want to make sure that when we leave it, if you feel comfortable touching it, it's okay to leave. If you touch it, it's too hot to touch. It's probably not okay to leave it.
If you can, stay with that fire until it burns down to ash. Then stir it. Check if it's cool. That could take hours, so you could use that bucket you brought and put water on it. Love demonstrates.
Mix and stir this until it's all the way cool.
That key word again, stir. Douse it again if you need to.
Get all the hot embers off of this fire.
Love puts his hand right on the logs to check if they're cool.
And if we can, then we can walk away from it. So I'd call that fire out.
Shelley says even use the ice from your camping cooler. You could also shovel dirt on top.
If you just put water on hot stuff, it just kind of bounces off. If you can get in there and stir it and then do that about twice, you know, water and dirt and then water and dirt and stir.
It's just not worth taking a chance. 11% of the wildfires this summer in Utah were from abandoned campfires or those that got out of control. The West Valley Fire in June in southern Utah was one of those fires. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.